country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. Woo! I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat me a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving to the country. I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches.
Thank you, Gary D. Always finds a...
I love it.
An appropriate song for the conversation. If you'd like to join the conversation, it's 1-888-767-4348. 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, and you can also email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And as we were stacked up tight against the break, Farmer Greg, you were mentioning a surprising spot to get canning supplies.
Yeah, I discovered this a couple of decades ago that, you know, Barry's Hardware at 12th Street and Northern, I know they have canning jars. And usually when I go into, a hardware store around town, you know, with the Ace and True Values and the local places, that's one of the things they carry, which is really cool.
And I know the True Value in Wickenburg carries them firsthand.
Yeah, you know, another place is Goodwill. You know, you can always go in and, because you're just looking for the jars, you can buy the lids new.
Right, yeah. The jars you can use forever. The lids you need to replace. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you can find the jars on a super sale on their 50% off day at Goodwill, that's great. And since it is Memorial Day weekend for all the veterans out there, the big box stores, the hardware stores in town, all do military discounts. So you can get some canning jars with that military discount.
And you had just shared on the break, your nephew's graduating West Point?
Yes, right now as we speak.
Today, this
moment. Graduation,
yes. Excellent. Congratulations. So, wide mouth or small mouth? I never knew the difference between why you would water bathe versus pressure cook a can.
Well, now you know that.
I know that. Is there a difference between small mouth and large mouth? Why would you do one over the other?
I was going to say there's... You know, pick one, but it sounds like you have a better answer than that.
Well, I like small mouth for things that I'm going to pour and wide mouth for things that I need to, you know, stick a fork in to pull out. So that's, for me, that's
easy. Just stick a fork in it. Cool. So the canning season started last month with mulberries. Now we have apples and peaches that we'll have, and plums. And some figs, actually, that, you know, will be ripening between now and middle of July.
Cucumbers. Let's not forget those Armenian cucumbers.
That was
cucumbers,
your next on the list, pickling and fermenting.
Yeah, and, you know, you can water bath can pickles because we use vinegar, which is high acid.
Yep.
So you don't need a lot of special equipment to do water bath canning, vinegar pickling. And it's not just cucumbers you can pickle. You can pickle just about anything.
Beets.
I've even pickled watermelon rinds, and they taste delicious.
Oh,
you know? You can pickle beets, you can pickle eggs, you can pickle
so
many
pickle
things.
The rind of the watermelon.
Yes, just the rind.
Well, now I know something to do with our watermelon rind other than throwing it to the chickens.
Do you take the green off?
No, absolutely not.
So what do they taste like? Okay, so
pickles?
Farmer Greg here.
It tastes like pickles.
And I've never had watermelon rind, whatever. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, they're absolutely delicious and a great way to use something that might get thrown away or just thrown to the chickens. I pickle everything from, like, if we have an excess of squash. Make squash relish. I'll make rummage relish if I have used a lot of squash and eggplant and other vegetables over the summer and I'm getting sick of it. I'll just cut it all up and make a rummage relish out of whatever I have left that I don't really want to just eat.
A rummage relish.
Yeah.
Love that.
So it's a lot of fun to get into canning because you can be really creative. There's a lot of great recipes, especially some of the old-fashioned recipes, which are really fun to look at and to create. Just go out to that National Center for Home Food Preservation website to make sure that the old recipes match the new guidelines, the newest guidelines.
Yeah.
So you might have to kind of update those old recipes, but it's still fun to play with it and be creative.
Well, and another really fun thing coming up here in about 60 days are prickly pears.
They're
out and about, and prickly pear syrup and jelly is amazing. Caveat about prickly pears. Those are those pad-looking cactuses that you see around the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch them with your hands.
No.
Barbecue tongs.
Barbecue tongs, exactly.
Mom and Dad are prickly pear cannon fools.
Really?
They are.
Go Rosie
and
Jennifer.
They make special trips out to harvest prickly pear.
Yep. Yeah.
Jennifer's kind of got it dialed down. I'm the worker bee. She's the brains behind the deal.
Nice.
She says, go fill up these 5-gallon buckets. So I bring her 3 or 4 or 5-gallon buckets of ripe prickly pear fruit. It usually seems like it's in the early fall.
Yep.
And then she just goes to work. Yeah. And that's one of our favorite holiday gifts is the syrup. I love it in tea.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just the juice itself.
Margaritas aren't bad either.
Of course.
Prickly pear margaritas here at Rosie on the House. We've got more with Farmer Greg and Kari Spencer. We're going to be talking about dehydrating a little bit, a little bit of freezing, all things you can do to preserve the local harvest. If you're not a grower or farmer, and you find a farmer's market, there's a lot more in Arizona than you might think. Fillyourplate.org is a great resource for finding those.
Send us your questions. We want to answer your questions today.